Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
Well, let's see what's happening down around the Gwynn area in southern Marquette County. Try to get a hold of Marty here from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Here we go.
Gwynn Bait and Tackle, Marty.
Marty, hey, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
Adam from the Outdoor Show, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to give you a jingle, just running down the list, and thought I'd give you a call. Things are really heated up out there temperature-wise.
Tell me about it. I don't even like it.
It's too hot.
I'm one of the crabbiest guys around because of this crap.
Because of the heat, huh?
Oh, yeah. It gets to me. I don't like it.
Well, this time of year, it should be helping the fishing.
Well, it should be, but I'll tell you, it's been slow.
Has it the last couple days? Or
yep, the last 3 days or so, yeah.
Really? Huh. I heard.
I don't know what's going on. I'm anticipating business, and it's just slow.
I heard good things from Saturday, but not really Sunday or Monday. I didn't get a lot of good reports. Fishermen did, but, you know.
Well, I've been getting some reports, but really not much at all. Hard to believe.
Okay. You still selling any bait?
Oh, yeah.
What are you seeing going out the door?
Lots of crawlers and leeches mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the DNR's got people pretty well shook up over this minnow issue.
Yeah.
It's not really an issue here. It might be some places down Lake Huron and all that, but these people, you know, the DNR, they're claiming they're going to educate, and that's what they should be doing is educating, but I don't think they are.
Hmm.
You know, they're not doing a good job of it. I think they're intimidating the people. They're afraid, you know.
Well, duly noted on that. And
yeah.
Do you think that the bluegill fishing and crappie fishing in general is really good right now?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many people coming in and saying, I can't catch nothing. You know, but then I got people coming in saying, holy cow, that bluegill's beautiful. You know, they're going like this. They're holding their fingers up around their forearm somewhere from the tip of their fingers, like just huge bluegills, you know?
Oh, I love it.
I don't know.
Well, I'm getting good reports from bluegill fishermen, but, you know, it's one of those things where I think you really need to, I think evenings are really good, first of all. That's the reports I'm getting.
And that's what I'm telling people. You know what I tell, it's funny you should bring that up, because I told a guy, you know, I said, when you get old, it's really hard to get out there after, you know, it's really hard to go out after like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you should be hitting the water, 7, 8 o'clock, and stay out until midnight.
Yeah.
If you want them walleye, and if you want them nice bluegills.
Yeah, and even smallmouth.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, well, I've been getting decent reports. I was hoping you'd tell me you were getting good pan fishing reports.
Yeah, well, I think there's some people that are doing well, and I'm sure the bluegills, I know they're on their beds. Some of the lakes have bluegills on the beds, some the bass are on the beds yet, you know.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed the walleye fishing will improve, too.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I know you got a lot of good walleye lakes down there.
Oh, we sure do, yeah. A lot of people come in and ask about that, and I don't know. I just ain't hearing a whole heck of a lot back, so.
Well, we appreciate the honesty, Marty.
All righty.
Marty.
I'm not going to lie.
No, I hear you.
What the heck kind of fisherman am I? I can't even lie, eh?
Well, Marty, you have a good day.
Thank you, Adam, likewise.
Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.
That was Marty from Gwynn Bait and Tackle, and this is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.